Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Mitchell Chester, the state commissioner of elementary and secondary education, died unexpectedly last night at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer. He leaves behind a wife and five children. Chester is being remembered today for his contributions to the state's public education system. Here's Paul Sagan, chairman of the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education.
It's easy to forget that we didn't always have the best schools, public schools in the country. And Mitchell is a big reason that we have such great schools, and he still came in fired up all the time to try to make places even better, to make good schools great and schools that aren't doing what we want, to make them really good.
Governor Charlie Baker called Mitchell Chester a dedicated educator and an accomplished public servant who helped make our public school system a national leader. We're joined now by Paul Revel, who knew Mitchell Chester well. Paul is a professor at the Harvard Graduate School of Education and the former Secretary of Education for the state of Massachusetts. He served as chairman of the State Board of Education, which hired Mitchell Chester. And Paul Revel, thanks for coming back on Radio Boston. And I'm very sorry for your loss, for the loss of Mitchell Chester's family. And I know this is a tough time.
Well, thank you, Anthony. We're all mourning Mitchell Chester today. He was such an important figure in terms of the development of public education in Massachusetts, and he was such a central figure in his large family, and so it's a tremendous loss to all of us and came somewhat by surprise. And to see someone of this stature sort of plucked from life, still in his prime when he was ready to, I think, enjoy the fruits of his labors after all these years, really feels like a tragedy today.
Yeah, I can understand that. Commissioner Chester was one of the longest-serving education commissioners in the country, I learned today. He
That's
had
right.
served since 2008.
Yep.
So I think it's fair to sort of talk about a legacy. I mean, how would you characterize his legacy in Massachusetts?
Well, I think there are many things that he'll be remembered for. He came in at a time of change in Massachusetts. He came in a new Democratic administration when Deval Patrick was here, although it was an appointment by the board. The system of education governance was changing, so he navigated that. We used to joke because when he took the job, there was no Secretary of Education, and then the legislature passed a reorganization, and suddenly I, who'd been chairman of the board, was now Secretary of Education, and he had a new layer of government to deal with in addressing the executive branch. He dealt very well with that. No sooner had he got settled than the Great Recession hit, and where he had a lot of great ideas about what he wanted to do in the department, he found himself presiding over a great many cuts. You know, during that period, he was able to lead our Race to the Top application, and ultimately we had the top scoring application in the country in that competition. And that was due to his leadership and stewardship and the department that he built. I mean, he continued the work that prior commissioners had done, but it really accelerated the development of a department that was not so much compliance-oriented as it was service-oriented, helping out the school districts, the schools, and the educators in the field. So he built a very powerful department, professionalized that department, attracted a lot of top-level talent. He'll be remembered for the work up in Lawrence and some of the school turnaround work in places like Springfield and Holyoke and Southbridge, where he's really had a great deal of power, but used that power with great restraint, included a lot of unconventional partners like charter schools and community-based organizations in that work. He navigated the sort of icy political shoals of Common Core and Park and found a good middle ground on that and guided Massachusetts through that and emerged himself as a national leader in education circles. So there's a lot for which Mitchell Chester's family ought to be very proud of what he's done here in the Commonwealth.
Well, Paul, you raised the professional, and you started by making reference to the personal as well. In the 30 seconds or so we have left, I know that you considered him a friend.
Right.
So tell us what Mitchell Chester meant to you as a person and a friend.
Well, first of all, he was a very caring guy. He would always he would always be concerned and ask about family and about somebody else's welfare, and he remembered what was going on in your life and genuinely cared about it. I guess what I most admired about him was he had a kind of gyroscope, and that gyroscope kept him on balance. He was a really serious guy about education, but he kept focused on fairness. He kept focused on evidence of what's best for children, and he kept himself on a pathway that had integrity, and that I really admired.
All right. Well, that's Paul Revel. He teaches at the Harvard Graduate School. I'm sorry, that's Paul Revel. He teaches at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. He served as Secretary of Education for Massachusetts, and he was remembering his friend Mitchell Chester, the State Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education, who died last night at the age of 65. And Paul, thanks again for joining us, and thanks for helping us to remember Mitchell Chester.
Well, thank you for remembering him, Anthony. I really appreciate it.